Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Karmic Astrology is presented by Explore Astrology with Susan Reynolds. She has worked as a karmic astrologer for the last 35 years. Karmic astrology traces the soul's evolution from past lives into the current life, setting the stage for a great journey of free choice in this incarnation. Look at your past, present, and future. Astrologer and intuitive healer Susan Reynolds speaks astrology as a language of life, a positive, living, and a breathing language of human possibility. Before each reading, Susan meditates upon the chart in question and sees visions of that person's past lives and how they are impacting her current life. During her show, Susan has pre-selected some callers for different types of readings. If time allows, she will take additional callers. If you want to be considered for a future show with Susan, please go to www.charlotteview.net. Look for Susan Reynolds under our Monthly Shows tab and fill out the request. Susan lives in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and attends various fairs and events. To find out location or contact Susan Reynolds outside of the show, please go to her website, www.exploreastrology.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays to Charlotte View and listen to all of our shows. Go to charlotteview.net and look under Monthly Shows. Find our podcast directory and listen to us live or on demand. Now, let's find out what's coming up in the stars and who are the lucky callers of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Karmic Astrology. I just love that music that we started this show with. And today we have Susan Reynolds. She is our favorite astrologer in the whole world. And she is a favorite in the Charlotte area. And she's here to tell people what is in their charts. So with so much fun, let's bring Susan because she has a special announcement for our listeners and callers. Hey, Susan, welcome to Charlotte View.
Hey, Claudia. I just love doing this radio show and connecting with people, and it's a wonderful time where I get to talk to people who might not necessarily come in and sit down for a full one-hour reading. And so today we're going to talk to some people who have already gone on your website and asked to be included in today's show. But we're also throwing the phone lines open for anybody to call in on the spot to ask me a question. And I was just talking to Claudia a few moments ago and mentioning that I have worked as an astrologer for over 35 years. And in that time, I have learned and studied about all different kinds of spiritual and metaphysical subjects, and meditation and karma and past lives, and I'm a Reiki master and I do hypnotherapy, and you know, after 35 years is an awful lot that I have dealt with. So today when you're calling in to ask your questions, feel free to ask about something if you have a question about something other than astrology. I'm not saying I'll know the answer, but I may be able to at least point you in the right direction or give you some guidelines, because I've been there, and whatever it is you're dealing with, chances are I've had to find a way through it. So, yeah, we're going to open that up today. I also was thinking about all the people that cannot really afford a full in-depth session but still may have questions. So for everybody listening to the show today, I'm going to offer a little bit of a special. On my website, I have something called Horary Question Chart. And this is not an in-depth, full-on reading, but it is when you have a simple, basic, clear question. You can run a chart just for that question. So it's not going to answer a question like, when will I be happy? Or why is life so hard? Those are questions we've been asking through the ages. But it will give you information if you're asking something like, is this the right house for me? Should I buy the blue car or the red car? If it is a very clear, very defined question, I can run that just looking at that question. Usually I charge $35 for that, and I can email you an answer. But for everybody listening today, I'm going to throw that out there at only $25. So if you have a specific question, you're looking for a little extra guidance or help, email me the question. You can just pay the $25 on my website and get a little bit of a special. So it's my way of giving back. Now, I also wanted to mention at the beginning of each show the things that I'm doing here in the Charlotte area or even in the Southeast, because I do a lot of talks and workshops, and I do my best to share what I know with the community. And tonight, I don't know if any of you are in the Charlotte area, but that is the area that I live and work in. And tonight, I will be at the Bag Lady on Kenilworth Avenue, and I'm going to do a talk about past lives and astrology, because your chart really shows the path of your soul. And to me, that is so important, and it is absolutely at the heart of what astrology can give us. And so it's 90 minutes. It's from 7 to 9:30. So if any of you want to, come on out. It's only $30, I think, $25 or $30 for the talk tonight. It's going to be a nice group of people, and you don't have to know any astrology or your birth time or your chart to just come on out. And then I'm also going to mention this Saturday, I will be at Alara Spa in Mooresville, and they are having a Mind-Body-Spirit Expo. And again, I really enjoy mini readings, and I enjoy expos, and it gives me a chance to sit down with people and to give them as much information as I can in a short period of time. I grew up in New York, and sometimes I start talking fast, and stuff just starts coming out, and my client is like, okay, you can stop talking now. But usually they appreciate it when I just keep going and going. And so mini readings are wonderful, and all kinds of expos are fun for that. Alara is a spa that really incorporates a lot of the mind, body, spirit techniques and what they offer. So come out on Saturday and check them out online. I think they're wonderful. And I don't know how many of you are aware, but for many, many years, for almost 30 years, I was a member of an ARE study group. And that is a spiritual development group. And it was created really by Edgar Cayce from the Association of Research and Enlightenment. And over all of those years of being in a study group, I really learned a lot about what this man and this very famous seer said about how to grow spiritually, how to learn, what he said about holistic living and healing. And in a couple of weeks, on October 14th, I'm going to be doing a one-day workshop on the wisdom of Edgar Cayce. And I am going to be doing work with the people who sign up hands-on. So if you are signing up, wear comfortable clothes. We're going to take a look at the remedies and the healing modalities of Edgar Cayce, and we're going to practice them on each other. We're going to hear what he said about meditation, dreams, Atlantis, as well as being physically active and actually experiencing some of these methods hands-on, because a lot of people are a little intimidated, and then they see it and they do it and they're like, oh, this is easy. So that's my day to give back. It is going to be in Charlotte at the Spiritual Light Center on Mallard Creek Road. So if any of you are interested in that, you can sign up through the Spiritual Light Center, or you can contact me and sign up through my website. And lastly, on October 21st, I am going to be part of Psychic Fascination, and this is a traveling mind-body-spirit expo, and it is absolutely going to be mini readings in a large group with a large number of readers. There are going to be healers and readers and vendors. It is going to be in the Charlotte area at the Hilton Garden Inn at Ardsley Boulevard. And it is from 10 to 4, and you get there early. I'm going to tell you, get there early, because it gets crowded, and the last time we were all booked up, and I was turning people away. So if you're, come on out, have a fun day, a good time, be with other like-minded people, and sign up for anybody and everybody you want. So this is getting ready to be a busy time, and I want to be able to be there to give back as much as I can. So, okay. So those are all the things that I'm doing, and I already let you know about this special. And I'm wondering if I should start to talk about what's coming up in October or if I should take a first caller. But you know what, Claudia, why don't we take the first caller? And I'll talk about some of the astrological things happening in just a little bit. But why don't we see who is on the line with our first caller?
That's fine. So we have Marilyn, and she's calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, Susan. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm really excited to speak with you. I've also been in an ARE study group and love what your
lovely.
Casey. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I love
totally
the Casey material.
Oh yeah, I was trained at the ARE Center to be a transpersonal hypnotherapist. So
oh my goodness, how wonderful!
Yeah, so cool.
Well, I'm talking to a like-minded person. I wish you were here in Charlotte, and I could see you on the
14th. I would come.
I get so excited about Casey's material because I've used the stuff that he talked about for decades, and it works. It has made such a difference in my own life, and you know, and I love sharing it with other people. So I'm glad to know that you've done the same thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say his remedies are awesome.
Oh, yeah. I use his castor oil pack literally every week.
Yeah.
Maybe not every day, but every week I'm pulling out my castor oil pack for something. So how can I help you today, or what can I do for you?
So I'm the person who submitted my birth date was hoping to get a reading on my chart.
Okay. I have your birthday here of October 25th, 1952. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I have your chart. And one of the first things, I kind of wish that you were in front of me because I want to give you a hug. Like, bless your heart.
Oh.
You have been through one heck of a year.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Last year, this is not a bad thing, but I'm going to mention it. Because a lot of people struggle with this. Last year, you had Jupiter, which is a wonderful planet of boundless enthusiasm and excitement and wonder, and it went into your 12th house. And the 12th house is a lovely house for somebody like me who's very mystical and very intuitive. But the 12th house is a water house, and this planet is very fiery. So it's almost like this planet went into a place where it's literally almost raining on its parade. So all of that enthusiasm and the joy and the excitement of Jupiter has just been rained on. When Jupiter goes into the 12th house, it's almost like your physical energy starts to wane a little bit. It starts to become less. We feel more tired physically. But what happens is your inner life starts to perk up. Because the 12th house is all about our inner life. This is a house of past lives. This is a house of health and healing. It is a house of connecting with our divine forces, our spiritual energies. So when a planet goes there, it really demands that we pay attention to our spiritual life. It demands that we pay more attention to our psychological well-being. And so what happens is, whether we are consciously aware of it or not, we start to mentally turn within, and we're asking deep questions. What's the meaning of life? Why am I here? Have I done what I'm supposed to do? And those are not questions that have easy answers, let's face it. And in many cases, when Jupiter is here, we start to beat up on ourselves. We start to go out and look at every mistake we ever made. We look at everybody's feelings that we ever hurt. We look at every, you know, wrong decision that we wish we had done better or differently. And so many times we start to get into what I call a kick the can kind of an energy. It doesn't matter if anything is really wrong in life. We're kind of whiny, and we feel kind of cranky, and life's a little sucky, and we're mad, and we don't know who to be mad at, and this kind of thing. Lots of times we're full of self-pity. Poor me. Why is my life so hard? Sounds like a load of fun, doesn't it? Sometimes we can deal with depression. We get depressed when we don't have access to that sort of positive, uplifting energy. But there is a really positive side to this Jupiter that a lot of people miss. when Jupiter goes into the 12th house, it really amps up our spiritual life. It gives us time to connect with our spirit guides, to talk to the angels, to learn new healing techniques. As a therapist, a hypnotherapist, this can be really positive for you professionally because people are looking within and going deep. This is not a lighthearted, shallow energy. So it demands something of us. But if we're willing to put in that work, we have the opportunity for an enormous amount of self-growth. So the year has been about deeper self-understanding and self-growth. And I've got good news for you. On November 18th, it's leaving.
Yay!
So that's like what, a couple of months out, not even, maybe another 6 weeks. And this energy is going to officially leave the 12th house, and it's going to burst out into your first house. And what that does is it changes things almost in the blink of an eye, because all of this quiet, passive inner energy now comes out to play. So after November 18th, you're going to have more energy, you're going to feel more positive, you're going to get a chance to put out into the world all that you have learned in this past year, all that you have done where you maybe haven't seen the results. It's going to all start to come out, and you're going to start to use it in your life, and you're going to start to use it in your work. Because this chart, it's very career-oriented. You would do really well as a hypnotherapist. Anything to do with healing or health, psychology, even being a clinical therapist or a traditional nurse, these are all very, very positive areas for you. And there's a struggle in this chart, quite frankly, with this desire to kind of hide a little bit, and yet you really want to be noticed professionally. And those two things seem to be at odds a little bit, shall we say. I love the fact that this Jupiter is going to come out front and center because it is going to help your career take off. And even though it is not technically going to make this shift until November 18th in your chart, right now, on what is today, September 25th, I would start using it. I would start acting like it is already here, and I would start promoting yourself. Cold call, go out on interviews, decide what you want to do. This is a very big energy and a very positive energy for your career. And so I'm glad that it's coming up, and it's going to stay here for about a year. And it will be here until around September of 2018. So it's not like it's going away in a couple of weeks. You're really going to get a lot of benefit from this. I absolutely love it. Now, I'm also going to say, finances have been a bit stressed. I don't want to get too personal, but have been a bit stressed. You've had Saturn, which is a planet of restriction, in one of your areas of money. So it doesn't take a genius astrologer to put those two things together. And, one of the things I like about this is that towards the end of this year, in December, on December 21st, Saturn is going to shift into a new sign. And even though it's not right now shifting into a new house, it sort of halfway gets there. And around December, I think you start to see some light at the end of the financial tunnel, and you start to realize, things are going to get better. Oh, my work is improving. Oh, there's more income. Oh, here's how I handle this. So by year's end, I see positive improvement in both your career and your financial situation. I especially, I'm going to jump ahead. I know we only have a little time because I would just, here I go, just put the quarter in and I just talk. But I especially want you to pay attention to the month of April of 2018 because that looks especially positive. Once again, another layer of positive work and career energy. So even though it's not powerful yet and you're not noticing it as much as I would like, it's starting to come in. It's starting to just drift in. Little tendrils are coming in, and as the months go by, it's going to become stronger and stronger. So you get your mojo back, you start to feel more powerful, you start to feel happier, money starts to improve. You just have to be patient with yourself.
Okay. Oh, Susan, thank you so much. Those were my questions exactly, and everything that you said is completely authentically true to me, everything that I've been experiencing and everything that I've been moving towards. So thank you for that beautiful, beautiful interpretation and translation of my chart.
Oh, my pleasure. Call in again or okay. Contact me through my website, and we can take it a little bit further.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Marilyn,
okay.
Because before you leave, please go to Facebook and share your comment with the world so we know that, so everybody knows how fabulous Susan is and they listen to her show more and more. And thank you for being here. Before we start with something else, Gina Marie asked me if she can go right ahead because she has to leave. Is that okay with you,
yeah,
Susan?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's fine.
So let's bring Gina Marie.
Susan is fabulous.
Hey,
she's
Gina
very
Marie.
Fabulous. Hey, great ladies. How are you?
Oh, I am good. Thanks for calling in.
Wonderful. I wanted just to get your opinion with all your years invested in this. What is your definition of the difference between angels and our spirit guides?
Well, I work with my spirit guide all the time. I mean, literally every day, and have been working with my spirit guide for decades. So I know a lot of people use these terms interchangeably, and that's fine with me. I have no problem with that if you're going to use them interchangeably, but they are different. A spirit guide is a being, an entity, who has had at least one lifetime on the earth and understands the limitations and the emotions of earthly life. They take training and become a spirit guide. They are with you from the moment you take your first breath in this life to the moment you leave. There is never a time when you are in a lifetime where you are without a spirit guide. It may feel like it, but your spirit guide is always there. And their job, their whole intention, is to help you achieve what you came into this life to do. So when you ask your spirit guide to kind of make your life easy, they're not necessarily going to do that if that is against what you decided to look at and work on. Maybe you have to go through an illness to learn a lesson. And if they took away that illness, you wouldn't learn what you came in to learn. So their job is to be with you to help you achieve your soul's purpose. Now, that doesn't mean you can't ask them to work with you to help make it easier, because I'm a big believer in let's do it the easy way, since I seem to go with getting hit in the head with a 2x4 every time, and eventually I get it, but... You know, it took me to, what, my 40s or 50s to go, duh, maybe there's an easier way to do this, and to start asking for the easy way to be presented to me. And sometimes we miss the easy way, and things will escalate, but it is not to punish us. A spirit guide understands the frustrations of life, the emotions, the broken heart, fear, pain. They understand when we cry out. And so one of the most important things you can do in this lifetime is to establish a connection with your spirit guide. And one of the first ways to do that is to ask your spirit guide for their name. Sort of like when you're meeting somebody new. You say, hello, my name is Susan, and you are. Now, it does not mean your spirit guide is going to give you a name, but it's possible you will. Maybe you just start to hear the name Andrea over and over, or you know, Billy name just keeps coming to you. I was asking my spirit guide for a name for probably 10 years before I got a name. And by the time I finally got a name, it didn't matter because I had established a connection with my spirit guide. If you've asked and asked and asked your spirit guide for a name and you have not gotten one, then make one up, because I guarantee you, if your spirit guide does not like the name you made up, you'll get a different name. They will let you know. No, my name is not, you know. Alibaba, it is, you know, Benjamin or Sarah or whatever they want it to be. A name can be something that sounds like a bunch of consonants that almost doesn't even sound like a name. Or it could be something very simple like Betty or Fred. Spirit guides are androgynous. They may present as a male or present as a female, but they, you know, they really don't have a gender to them. But when you get a name, if it's a name like Billy or Fred or Andrea, then you can sort of look at them as male or female. But that's more about what you need rather than what they need. Angels, on the other hand, have never had an earthly life. They don't necessarily understand a broken heart, that kind of emotional pain, worry about a child, trying to lose the extra 20 pounds that, you know, somehow we gained. You know, is, am I going to get fired? And the frustrations of dealing with traffic and finding a job and all the things we deal with in life. Angels have not had that experience. Angels are beings of joy. And the more that we are joyful, the more that we connect with the angels. The angels are task-oriented, where spirit guides are purpose-oriented. If I need a black cocktail dress under $100 in my size by Saturday night, I will ask my angels to go ahead and to make the way straight for me. And sure enough, I'll walk into a store and there will be the absolute perfect dress. You can call on special angels to come in and help you with special tasks. I know that there are angels that come in and are with me when I do a reading, and at no other time. They are just there while I'm reading for a client, and then they leave at the end of the session. If you need special help with learning something new, with an area of your life you struggle with, you can ask the angels to come in and to help you. One of my friends does not drive, and she asked for a parking space angel to come in and help us find parking spaces. And we have parked right in front of the mall on Christmas Eve because her parking space angel is on the job. Spirit guides and angels are both there to help us in this life. They do it in different ways, but their love and their desire to see us grow is enormous, and both have that in common. If you're tired, depressed, lonely, scared, going through a tough time in life, ask your joy angel to come in and help you, because there are special angels that work with joy and lifting us up into joy. When a friend of mine was going through a tough time, I was giving her a Reiki treatment and my hands were above her body. I was not touching her. And I knew she was struggling, and I mentally called upon her joy angel to come in and help. And she started giggling. And she said, "Susan, that tickles." Well, I wasn't touching her, but her joy angel was tickling her. And it was such a nice sound to hear her laugh again. And she was laughing when I told her that wasn't me, too. So you can call on your angels. You can call on your spirit guides. Both of them have their function, and both of them are there to help us achieve the best life possible. Does that answer your question?
That's fantastic. I love that.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you
had
to wait,
so much,
but I'm
Susan,
glad you hung
totally
in there.
Agree.
Okay. So glad.
Yes, I will talk to you soon, though, sweetheart.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Tina Marie.
Okay, and are we now going to Nuri?
Yeah, let's go to Mexico and bring Nuri to the show. Now, I'm going to ask you, Susan, just to be slower. She does speak English, but she might need help in translating. But if you do slow, she'll do just right. So, Nuri, bienvenida.
Nuri?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Nudie, I have your chart, and I'm looking at what you wanted to know about, and you did ask about the future, and so I took a look at a few things that are happening for you right now. You have had quite a busy past year because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets in Libra, and this has meant a lot of changes coming up for you. Well, changes that have happened for you as Jupiter has been in there. But I will tell you, I want you to pay attention to the period between September 17th of this month, that was what, last week, and going through October 18th, because that is a very positive period of time for you. And I do see some very positive financial energies happening for you. And so, hang on, I want to get this exact date for you. On October, September 14th. So a couple of weeks ago, on September 14th, Jupiter changed the place that it was in your chart. And the area that it went into in your chart is one of your money houses. And I love this. I absolutely love this. Jupiter is a planet of expansion. This planet tends to make things bigger. So wherever it goes in your chart, it tends to increase it. And Jupiter is going into an area of your chart that has to do with money and finances and material wealth. So that's kind of nice.
Great.
And
it looks nice.
Yes, it is going to be there for a year. And so for the coming year, it is a good time for you to ask for a raise, to see about getting a loan, if you need a loan for anything, if you need a business partner, if you want to get a mortgage, if you want to contact credit card companies to negotiate a lower interest rate, anything that you want to do financially, Jupiter is going to help you. And so I look at this in very positive ways. I'm also going to say around February and March of 2018, I want you to pay attention to those 2 months, because there's a new energy around you, and it has to do with speaking and learning and studying. So you may decide to study something new. You may decide to start writing a book or sharing what you know in some way. You may start a blog or get a website or start to go on Facebook every day and post your thoughts. February and March are really about sharing your wisdom and sharing what you know with other people. And this may be something you do by yourself, or it may be something that you do with a sibling, and the two of you together may work on this. So be aware of that. I am going to say right now, through September and October and November, it looks like there's something going on that may expand your work life. And so your work may be getting bigger. Sometimes this can be your boss just giving you more work. Sometimes it could be that your department expands and more people are hired. Sometimes, even if you just think you're getting more work and there's no extra money or, you know, praise involved, do the extra work with as positive an attitude as possible, because this is basically a good energy. And even if you don't get a reward, hello?
I just moved from city. I just changed my life.
Okay, so it's right there.
Right now.
Yes.
I came to live with my fiancé. Okay. I'm starting a new life.
I am so not surprised. This energy is going to be here pretty strong and kind of in your face through the end of November. After that, it starts to calm down. So there's still a lot of change energy around you. New energy, bigger energy, and then after November, it seems to get quieter and quieter. I'm also going to say, I'm going to give you a specific date I want you to pay attention to, and that is November 6th of this year. which is in what, about 6 weeks or so. And at that time, you have a planet, Saturn, and it is going to move into a new area of the chart. And the place it is going to move into is the area that deals with home and family. So it sounds like with this move, you may already be in that energy. But this is a serious energy. It's not bad, but it's serious. It is about accepting more responsibility. So think about what it would entail to take on more responsibility around the home or family. This may be buying a home, because that's a huge responsibility. It may be having a child. Or, you know, that's, talk about a responsibility. Sometimes it could be about taking care of a parent. Again, it's a responsibility. It doesn't have to be negative or bad, but it is about being serious. And so you're thinking about things in a very serious way. And I really think right at the beginning of the year, like really maybe January through April, you may be, and I'm going to tell you this right now, you may be a little frustrated because things are not going to happen for you as quickly as what you would like. So it feels as if you keep running into delays and you get very frustrated, but they're just delays. It's not going to stop you. You, in fact, are going to be working very hard January through April, and you will accomplish a whole lot, but you're not going to accomplish it maybe as quickly as what you want or what you think you're going to do. So be aware of that and make a point of being patient with yourself. I'm also going to say, and I'm jumping way ahead next year, around May through August of next year, it looks like there may be a change in your profession. So even though you've just gone through quite a bit of change, there may be another layer of change coming in. And so be aware of that. There can also be some changes in finance. So you've got changes in job. Maybe you get promoted. So there might be a change in your position and a change in money. But it's not going to be here until next spring. But I wanted you to be aware of that. I'm also going to say, from this past August, well, I'll say from right now, September 25th, and going through October 15th, which is just 2 weeks, I want you to be especially careful about taking care of your health, because it looks as if you may be a little bit tired, a little bit stressed. Your immune system is a little bit stressed. So you may get a cough or a sore throat, or you may have allergies, or you may not have as much energy as you normally do. So it is a time for you to take care of yourself. And I know you're busy and a lot of change has just happened. So I know it's not probably a good time for you to rest up and take care of yourself. But do your best to not push yourself, because you need to make sure you are resting, making sure you're healthy, taking care of yourself. Do some deep breathing. Make sure you're taking vitamins. After October 15th, it feels as if you have more energy. And so you're busy, and if there are big projects or things that are going to be physically demanding, see if you can put them off for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, until after October 15th. You'll feel much better, and they will go much more smoothly. I'm also going to mention, I want you to be aware, between December 2nd and January 18th, because that looks like that may be a time when there is some positive financial benefit to you. It's right at the end of the year, so maybe there's some sort of year-end bonus, or maybe you get some wonderful holiday gifts. It looks like a very nice time for you in terms of money and material goods. So I like that that's coming in right around the corner. I'm also going to say in November, from November 4th to November 28th, that is another very positive financial period for you, in which there could be extra money, bills get paid off, something like that. So does that kind of give you a little bit of understanding of what's going on and what's happening?
Okay.
Nuri?
It looks very nice.
Okay, I'll say one last thing.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Susan, for that. We do have another caller, but you wanted to say something else with Nuri?
I just wanted to mention that between November of this year and February of 2018, it is a very positive career energy. So it is wonderful for your professional life.
So anything that you are thinking of doing, Nuri, now is the time. You have the finances in your side. You have that learning inspiration or the wanting to learn more things. And if you want to start the job that you wanted, that's a perfect opportunity. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, absolutely.
So thank you, Nuri. So now let's go to Winston-Salem and let's bring Makai to the show.
Okay.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
All right. And my name is Makai. I'm currently located in Winston-Salem. I'm glad to be on the show.
Okay. Welcome, Makai. I'm not too far away from Winston-Salem in the Charlotte area.
Oh, right.
I get up to Winston-Salem every once in a while.
Right.
So what did you want to ask today?
So I just wanted to pretty much get a reading. It's my first time, and I'm just new to the information. So I wanted to possibly get a natal chart reading and a predictive reading.
You mean you wanted to make an appointment with me for a future sit-down?
Well, I wasn't sure how this works. If you could explain it, I thought we came up.
Yeah. This is my full-time profession, doing astrology readings, and usually when a person will book a first-time reading with me, they usually book a 90-minute reading. I have an option of booking a 60-minute reading or a 90-minute reading, and I just leave it up to my client to decide which one works best for them. I charge $150 an hour, so a 60-minute reading is $150, and a 90-minute reading is $225. And my client will usually tell me what they want to discuss. Sometimes all a client wants to know about is the future, and they want to talk about predictive readings. And if so, that's fine, and I just talk about what's coming up for them. Other times they want what you just mentioned, a full natal chart reading. And when I do that, I will talk about their soul's purpose, their soul's journey. I will talk about what visions I see for them when I have gone into meditation. I will share those visions with them. I will talk about their talents, their abilities, their challenges. It is very in-depth, and I will also talk about predictive information. So it just depends on what you're looking for. I do all kinds of readings. I do readings for couples, relationship chart readings. I do readings for children. If you have a son or daughter or grandchild that is under the age of 18, I will read for that child. And I love doing children's readings because by the time they're old enough to tell us how we screwed them up, it's too late to go back and give them piano lessons or whatever. But, you know, having their chart helps you understand what's best for them. So I do all kinds of readings, and they're all listed on my website. And you can always just choose your reading and pay through PayPal on my website and then give me your birth information and we set up an appointment. So obviously on the radio show, I can't do an in-depth full natal chart with predictive information because we have such limited time. But
right.
I can usually do a mini something or other, taking a look at that. So does that kind of give you more information about how I work?
Yeah, sure. That was very thorough, and you answered my question. So how does the mini readings work?
Well, if you are calling in and I do not have your chart, which I do not, just let me know what astrology sign you are, and okay. I will let you know the little bit that I see coming up for you just from knowing your sign.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So my sign is Gemini.
Okay. Oh, Gemini always wants to know about everything. No wonder you're calling up with questions. Gemini has a very inquiring mind. It is as if Gemini never outgrows that stage of saying, why is the sky blue, mommy? They just never stop seeking the answers. So Gemini has a lot of energy right now, actually, in their fifth house of fun and enjoyment and pleasure and romance. So I would say right now, and actually through a good part of October, it is a good time for Gemini to play a little bit. You know, I don't know if you're single or married, but if you're single, it's a good time to get out there and, you know, meet new people and go on a few blind dates or, you know, however you do it at this day and age. I'm in my 60s, so I'm old and don't do that too much. But if you go clubbing, go clubbing. And however you meet new people, it's a great time to spend with friends. It is a time when we really get to just remember that life is sweet and life is meant to be enjoyed. Now, right around the corner, next month, on October 10th, Jupiter is going to change signs. And in your chart, this means it's going to move into your sixth house. And you are probably already experiencing some of this energy, because in the sixth house, that is an area of the chart that deals with our work life, and it also deals with our health and well-being. So you as a Gemini may get interested in studying something new. What's the best way to lose weight? And you take out 20 books from the library and research it. Or maybe you start to join a gym or work with a nutritionist. Or maybe your doctor says you've got to lower your blood sugar or cholesterol numbers or something. But even if your doctor doesn't get on to you about anything, it can be a time in which you just want to take better care of yourself. You may also start to look at the people around you, mother, father, brother, sister, spouse, and start to talk to them about their habits. Now, don't get obnoxious about it, because this can be where we're like, you need to lose weight, you need to lower your cholesterol. And, you know, with Jupiter there, we can sort of stay on that energy a little bit. You're just going to be more aware of making sure that you want to be healthy and strong. It is actually a very positive energy that you're moving into, especially between October and March for this new Jupiter energy. It can bring new opportunities to you professionally. You can move up in your career. You can start something new. If you're looking for a second job, it's a good time for that. You may get moved to a different place in which you have new coworkers or this kind of thing. I definitely see a nice connection here with this Neptune. So something may sort of flow into your life, or just without a lot of effort, just kind of come to you. And you get to decide, yes or no. This is an opportunity for you. And I love the fact that it is happening in your area of profession, because it looks like things have been a little confused for a long time there. I'm also going to say that it looks as if towards the end of the month, the end of the year, there is a shift in energy here that moves away from partnership and in more to money and financial matters. So you may be doing something financially towards the end of the month where you create a new budget, or you talk to a new investment counselor. Or by the end of the year, let me tell you, you are on it. You know where every dollar is, and you are looking at what you need to invest to get to where you want to go. So I definitely see you sort of taking charge of things in these next few months. Does that sound like what you want to be doing?
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay.
That is awesome. So, McKay, again, please go to Facebook, look to Charlotte View, Claudia Pureco, or Susan Reynolds, and just share your experience and how awesome Susan is, and that will help her raise more attention. Now we're going to go to New York, Susan, and we have Katie waiting for her reading, mini reading.
Okay. Hi, Katie. What part of New York are you in?
I'm in upstate New York.
Okay. I love New York, so I'm so glad I'm getting to read from somebody from my home state. What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Lovely Cancer. They have really gotten beat up a lot these last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, so,
sure.
Yeah. They have had their challenges. We'll put it like that. They have had a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. And so right now, it looks as if there's a lot of energy focusing for you around the home and family area of the chart. And Cancer is really focused on home and family anyway. You know, that is uh-huh. near and dear to their heart. And nobody outmothers a Cancer. Nobody. think of Princess Di. You know, she was a Cancer. And even if you don't have any children, you'll mother your pets, you'll mother your friends, you'll mother
yeah.
and nurture the people around you, because that's just how Cancer is. And with all this energy around the fourth house and Cancer's house right now, it looks like you may be doing some things with family. That may be having family come to visit, or siblings, you know, being in your life a little bit more. That may be deciding, oh, if family is coming, I need new furniture, I need to redecorate, I need to do this, this, and this. So you may be shopping and buying and spending a little bit, or even more than a little bit, because some of these energies are a bit impulsive. And Cancer is usually pretty careful with their money, but you might be just making a few impulse purchases here. There may be a little bit of a conflict between work and family. Family may want you to do something, you can't do it, you're working that day or at that time. You're going to, October right now through the end of October, looks as if you're sort of struggling a little bit to balance. How much do I need to give at the office? How much do I need to give to the family? And I don't know that there's any way that you perfectly balance that. So all I can say is do your best. You're not going to please everybody. You know, Cancer yeah. wants to please everybody. They want everybody to be happy. And, you know, that's a recipe for disaster, because it's not going to happen. So you have to just kind of allow yourself to do your best and to have that be okay. I'm also going to say, you've got Venus and Mars both over here in your third house, and beginning October in your third house. You may be, I always see a lot of movement with the third house. So there may be a lot of running around, doing things, visiting with neighbors, brothers and sisters coming to visit you, or you going to visit them. But the third house also has a lot to do about speaking out, speaking up, and sharing your ideas and learning. You know, Cancer mm-hmm. actually has a very smart, they're very smart minds, and they do great in history, and they love to almost absorb information. So I don't know if you've been doing any kind of classes or webinars or studying something, but it does look as if October may be a time in which you want to study something that's spiritual or uplifting or kind of speaks to your heart. Maybe even something artistic would be good for you to study. You are also one of the lucky. There you go. You are having the best chart, because when Jupiter changes into Scorpio and moves into this new sign on October 10th, it is going to go into your fifth house, which is what I call the fun house of the zodiac. That is where we get to enjoy ourselves. I'm going to ask if you're married or single.
Single.
Okay. This is a wonderful time for dating. It is a wonderful time for meeting people. But best of all, this area of the chart that it's going into is very artistic. So you may get inspired. A lot of new ideas are starting to come in. The way you express yourself creatively may change, and it may completely transform into something new, but powerful and positive. So I really like that. Hang on.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I think this is going to serve you well, and I think it's going to be very positive for you.
You know, I was wondering, might it have to do, I'm going in today, I'm sorry if that's why I'm outside, I'm waiting on a bus, but I'm going in today to drop off my resume, and it is for an artistic, I was wondering if, like, if they will take me, like, the agency, like, you know, it gets kind of dispersed, you know, and if somebody sees it.
Just
you know.
From knowing you're a Cancer, I can't really tell you that. I can tell you that I think there's a good chance, because the energy around artistry and creativity is so very positive. I would say after October 10th, that energy only increases. So you might want to check back after October 10th. Even if you've gotten an answer, I would still check back after October 10th, and I would find other places if they haven't already hired you after October 10th, because that's a very positive energy that's going to light up that area of your chart. And you've had some restrictions in terms of work for the last couple of years, and that's going to shift. Yeah, that's going to shift, and that's going to start to move away around December and January. But that's still a few months off. So, yeah,
if
you want to run a question asking, will this company hire me, you can always run that as a question and do that as one of the $25 specials that I offered at the beginning of the hour, because that's a very clear question. Will I get this job? Will this company hire me? I would say you have a very good chance of getting hired because this energy looks good.
Awesome. You are fantastic. I have to say everything you've described is absolutely spot on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say the same thing that Claudia has been very good about saying. Could you go to my Facebook page and mention that? Because I'm still new to this radio and how to do this, and I love being able to help people and offer them astrological wisdom and advice. And so if that's helpful to you, you know, please spread that around.
Yeah, so go to Susan Reynolds on Facebook or to Charlotte View Quantum Radio on Facebook. And you'll find a lot of posts on Susan, and you probably found out about it on social media. So just share your experience so many people can call the show and find fantastic information. So, Susan, we're 3 minutes away from ending the shows. And again, it was a fantastic one. We had a lot of callers. And can you tell us about this month?
Yeah. First of all, I will say that every day, every morning, I post on my Facebook page, and I post what the moon is going to be, what sign the moon is going to be in, and what that means for the day. And so if you want to go ahead and follow me, I'm always putting things out there, absolutely free astrological information. And you can always, you know, chime in and share what you want to share. I will also say, as many of you have heard me mention this month, that on October 10th, Jupiter is going to change signs. And it is going to change from Libra, where it has been for the last year, into Scorpio. And I absolutely love Scorpio. Astrologers are just fascinated with Scorpio. But it is all the things that Libra is not. Libra is light and bubbly and loves people. And Scorpio is a bit antisocial and deep and dark and mysterious. And so if you think about it, you've probably heard a lot of people start to say, I don't know what's wrong with me, or maybe I need therapy, or, you know, they're going deeper into that Scorpionic energy without really realizing what's happening. Because Scorpio wants to get at the truth. It will lift up the rock and start to look at things. And so we start to look within. We start to look at who we are. We start to look at our life. We start to not be afraid of making big decisions. Scorpio can be very extreme. We don't want a little of something. We want a lot. We will go all the way to the end in the blink of an eye. Scorpio is not very impulsive. So once it makes a decision, it tends to stick to that decision. It has thought about it, it has made the decision, and it moves forward. So be aware that the decisions that you're making now are probably going to be in place for quite a while. So make good decisions that you have thought about, that you have asked people's advice about, that you have looked within about. It may sound a little facetious, but it's a wonderful time for therapy. Because when Scorpio comes in, we start to look at what part of my life is messed up and how can I fix it. And so we don't ignore that anymore. Scorpio is not afraid to face harsh truths. So it does that, and it does it very well. I'm in the process right now of writing an article about what the shift means for us. And as Jupiter moves from Libra into Scorpio, and I'm going to include in the article all 12 signs and what it's going to mean for each sign. So it should be posted on my website by October 1st. So after October 1st, go to www.exploreastrology.com, and after you've probably clicked on predictions, click on articles, and there should be a new article there about Jupiter in Scorpio and what it means for everybody.
And you know, Susan, I love that Jupiter is going to Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio myself. And I'm a Scorpio, and my Sun is in the 8th house, so I'm a very Scorpio. So I don't understand when people don't like to go introspect. I'm always checking myself and going deep in. But it's like, you don't do that. Like in my mind, you think that everybody does that and think about things, and why is this thing affecting me this way, and go deep. I do that every day, so now I don't know what I'm going to be doing with Jupiter in my house and just making it louder, I guess. I don't know.
Scorpios do that naturally, just like you mentioned. For the last year, Scorpio has had Jupiter in the 12th house of even more introspection. Mm-hmm. And so after October 10th, Jupiter comes out of the curtain of the 12th house into the first house. And so you start to feel more positive, more uplifted. You start to experience your life getting a little bit bigger. So there may be a bigger audience for Charlotte View. There may be things you add on. Bigger dreams start to come up. You start to think, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. I love the enthusiasm of Jupiter because it stops us from being too scared to do something. Mm-hmm. Jupiter says, oh, let me take a chance. So what if it doesn't work out? I'll be okay. Jupiter does not let fear stop us. And so I'm excited about this, especially for Scorpios who have been all introspective for the last year. Now you're going to start getting out there doing things. You may have thought of a lot of ideas earlier this year that you just never acted on. Now you're going to start doing them and looking around at them. So I look at this energy as very positive for people who are comfortable in looking within and being very self-introspective. But it's going to be a little bit more challenging for people who are not naturally introspective and are not comfortable with that. Sagittarius might struggle a little bit with that. You know, because it's going to be in a more hidden place in their chart, where Scorpio is sort of, you know, okay, let me answer the light of the sun. Sagittarius says, what do you mean I have to look within? So every sign is going to experience it differently. But I'm going to put it on the article that I write, and it should be on my website by October 1st.
And again, thank you for that. So we will have you back in October the 30th, which is the last Monday of every month. And again, if someone wants to be part of the show and have a reading, which is a little more complete of your natal chart, please send us an email to charlotteview2011@gmail.com or go to our website, www.charlotteview.net. Go to monthly shows, and you're going to find Susan Reynolds' show there, and there's an application because we need your date of birth, your time, location, so you can prepare the chart for them and have all the information they need.
Yes.
Perfect. So thank you, everybody, for being here with us, and we're going to say goodbye now and have a fantastic rest of the week.
Bye. I will see you all next month.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, Claudia.
Bye-bye.